Psalms 100. When you found it, please say amen. If you don't mind, please stand for the word of God. Amen. And the word reads as follows. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And this morning we'd like to use for our subject, true thanksgiving. True thanksgiving. When we look at the holiday of Thanksgiving, what do you think about? Many of us think about eating, football, long weekend, shopping, spending time with family. But let me tell you, Thanksgiving is much more than this. See, true Thanksgiving is not just a day for food and football and family and fun, and it's not just a holiday that takes place every fourth Thursday in November. But for saints of God, every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. Why? Because God has done so much for us. And when we look around and get ready to complain, we all ought to be able to say, Lord, I thank you. And when we look here in Psalms 100, it's a song of thanksgiving. It's an invitation for people that recognize really who God is and really understand about his goodness. They're able to publicly acknowledge who he is. And see, not only does this psalm call on us to praise the Lord with thankfulness, but it also tells us the nature of how we ought to offer thanksgiving. Number one, when we look in verses 1-2, it says that our thanksgiving ought to be joyous. In other words, the word says make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And when you look at the word joyful, you can translate that word to shout or a noise, and the meaning is real clear. You ought to vocally proclaim your thanks to God. See, the word of God says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, if God has been good to you, every now and then you ought to say, Lord, I thank you. Or every now and then you ought to clap your hands, or you ought to stomp your feet, or you ought to just wave your hand to let the world know, Lord, I really thank you for all the things that you've done. Now, most of us take God for granted. When you get to work on your job, you never think about who gave you the strength to make it to your job. Well, let me back up. We don't even think about who woke us up in the morning. See, somebody said, I set my alarm, but dummy, let me tell you, God made the ear that you heard the alarm clock with. Somebody ought to give him some praise. when I think about the things that God has done for me. I get kind of excited because some of us in here have been broke as a joke. Didn't have nothing in your pocket but some lint. And maybe you don't have but two or three pennies this morning, but somebody ought to be giving God a shout for the pennies in my pocket. Then when I look back over my life, maybe some of you have been at a point where you didn't have any clothes to wear. And maybe right now you may not have on Sean John. But I thank God for the rags on my back, because see, that clothing is a blessing. And when we look at this thing about shout, thankfulness means to express gratitude, appreciation, and the Hebrew word yada means literally to make public acknowledgement. And see, in the Hebrew mindset, it was never enough to thank God quietly. And in the mindset of Psalms 100, here we see that our thankfulness ought to be public. See, true thankfulness can't be kept quiet. When you sit around and look, realize that you're only driving a hoopty right now, but there was a time that you were walking and had nowhere to go. That makes me tell the world, God has truly been good to me. Now, somehow or another, I don't know how we got this, we've developed the idea that in order to worship God, you got to be quiet and solemn. But see, what has happened is we've become so sophisticated and dignified that we have in church and God ain't even here. See, we've gotten so quiet that we want to do things properly. But see, when God's folk get together, we ought to shout joyfully to the Lord. See, our joy needs to show. Let me tell you something, for all these quiet folk. See, when the children of Israel were marching around the walls of Jericho, yes, they had to march first. And yes, we got to put our lives in order first. But before the walls would fall, they had to give a shout. And right now, ain't much shouting going on in church because folk got you quiet. But I tell you right now, I'm part of the noisy crew. Every time I see something happen, some noise was made. Now I can see another time they were getting ready to go into battle. And maybe they didn't have any M16s. Maybe they didn't have any M50 tanks. But the Lord told them, just go there and just praise. And begin to blow on your harp. And when they began to praise and have church, the enemy was defeated. And right now, we've got some enemies in our houses. We've got some enemies in our churches. And they won't be defeated because you're sitting here with your mouth closed. Jesus. See, we are to serve the Lord gladly. The psalmist says, serve the Lord with gladness. Now see, originally this was talking about the Jewish service in the temple. But right now, thankful people ought to be serving God gladly. But here we, in our day and time, we got to beg folk to do something. Will you please? But see, because God has been so good to me, I can't help but get excited and start doing something and get off of my do-nothing. Somebody said, well, they didn't ask me, but the word of God says, whatever your hand findeth, just because you ain't looking for nothing to do, find it to do, do it with gladness. But pastor didn't ask me, shouldn't have to ask you, gladness should have asked you. See, God has done so much for us. We got so much to be thankful for. We ought to be willing servants. See, we've all seen people serve God with the hands. Amen. We've seen God serve, people serve God with their head. But where's your heart? See, you got to underline this word gladness. See, we serve him because we are thankful. We are to sing joyfully to the Lord. I'm going to go somewhere now. See, we are to come before him with joyful singing. See, we know that God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. And we're always in his presence. However, the psalmist here has in mind that special sense of his presence when God's people worship together. See, you can tell a whole lot about the life of a church by listening to the singing. Somebody say they ain't about to sing. Oh, God, time out. Phew, Jesus. Now, I understand that the word of God is what it takes to save us. But now, if anything is dead, it ought to be buried. See, let me explain this thing. Set this record straight. Our forefathers used to have to moan so the slave owners wouldn't know what we were talking about. But see, we've got to drop our slave mentality because we're no longer on the plantation, but we're even in the White House now. You can't take no slave mentality to Washington. Come on, Jesus. Come before him with singing. And see, when you enter into church and the spirituality is alive, when there's intensity in the singing, when there's some anointing in the worship, and it don't matter whether it's 10 or 10,000, but when God has done something for you and those two or three begin to shout and to praise and to tell God, I thank you, what happens is God will send the anointing. Somebody said, well, we don't sing those hymns like we used to. Amen. I'm finna throw a hymn on you. For some of us traditionalists, if you got the Baptist hymn, I think it's hymn number 190, that says we're marching to Zion. But let me quote you what it says. It says, come we that love the Lord, and let your joy be known. And you can't let your joy be known by And then it said, join in a song with sweet accord and thus surround the throne. See, sometimes we got to get up off of our seats and stand up on our feet and come around the throne of God in our mentality and let the world know what our joy is. All right. Can I keep on with this hymn? It says, and let those who refuse to sing, who never knew our God.
All right. Amen.
Shoo, Jesus. And we march into Zion. See, we're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fair worlds on high. Colossians 3:16 says this. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with, Jesus, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And let me tell you right now, you don't even have to sing well. We got too much pretty singing going on in the church. We got four-part harmony, but no anointing.
All right.
Ooh, Jesus. But he said, make a joyful noise. And even though you can't sing, every believer can sing joyfully. That means open up your mouth and says, let the redeemer of the Lord do what? Say so. Now it might be out of tune, but God tunes it up. See, every time I echo thankfulness up into the atmosphere, it causes the devil to become disturbed. But God, because God took my out of tune note and he put it in perfect tune, and he gave me four part harmony, see, which included God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and me, and it created praise. Number two, your Thanksgiving ought to be with a purpose.
All right.
Can't come to church just because. See, sometimes we are not thankful to God because we don't know God.
Amen.
Look at verse 3. It says, know that the Lord, he is God. That's real simple, but it's really profound. It is he who made us. Not your job, not your mama, not your daddy, not your husband or your wife. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Can I paraphrase that? The Lord is God and you are not. Get over yourself. Have you noticed how ungrateful the world has become? Nobody seems to appreciate anything anymore. Instead of giving thanks for the things that we have, we still begging God for more. But let me tell you something, God won't give you more if you can't give him his out of what little you got. See, when we know who God is and we know who we are, we'll begin to give thanks.
Amen.
When you look in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, you will find an illustration here. And this principle is real simple. Jesus and his disciples were going to Jerusalem, and as they got in the midst of Samaria and Galilee, the word said that he entered into a village. And when he got to this village, he met 10 men that were lepers. And these lepers stood far off. Why? Because their infectious nature of their disease, the law required them to stay at least 100 paces from everybody else. Now, when you look at this, Jesus never touched them or spoken in normal words of healing upon them. The only thing Jesus said is, go and show yourself to the priest. Let me explain this. The priest had no power to heal, but their job was to pronounce that a victim of leprosy had been cleansed. Now, when we look at this, it was faith that caused the 10 to walk away from Jesus and rush to the temple. Why? Because he had told them, go show yourself to the priest. And they knew that when you went to the priest would proclaim that you were straight. So their faith made them run to the priest. Now your faith might make you run to church. Let me keep on going. But as they stepped away in faith, as they went, think about it, as they went. The word is, as they went, they were healed. Now I want you to use your imagination for a second. Imagine this. You filled with leprosy, and now you've been healed. Think about the joy, the excitement that came over these people. In other words, they said, now, in the midst of their joy, they ran to the nearest priest. And they wanted to be clean so they could return back to their families. But now, after they were clean, after they went to the priest, the word said that only one of them returned back to Jesus. And it says, and with a loud voice, not thank you, Jesus, with a loud voice, he glorified God, and it says, and he fell down on his face. And we talking about why folk rolling in the flow. Some of us need to get prostrate and fall down on our face before a holy God and say, God, I thank you. I'm going to say it for what? Keeping the lights on. Keeping the gas on. Car for another month at least anyway. Might be two behind, but I still got it for another month anyway. Heels run over on my shoes, but my feet ain't on the floor. I thank God. And it says, and he came back. And think about this. All the other ones were Jews. And this man was a Samaritan. Now, if you check your Bible history, Jesus was of the Jewish genealogy. And the folk that should have been close to him distanced themselves from him. And the one that should have been an enemy to the Jew is the one that found himself close coming back to Jesus. Let me draw a story here. Now, some of us that's been coming to church for 20 and 30 years that ought to be running in close to Jesus find ourselves taking him for granted, gobbling up his blessings, and never taking the time to say thank you. But this one, as y'all call him, nobody. Probably an old bastard child. You know how we talk about folk. But I told you about that bastard child. Remember Solomon? Ooh, y'all missed that. I'm sure all 10 were thankful that they were healed. But only one took the time to express his true thanksgiving. Now my question this morning is, are you in the 10%? See, we got a reason to thank God. First of all, if you're saved, he's given us eternal life. And not only am I talking about in heaven, he's given us abundant life right here on earth. Psalms 100 says, we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. And as the great shepherd, that means that God cares for us. And because I have a shepherd, I have a reason to be thankful. And thirdly, our thanksgiving ought to be passionate. Thankful people are expressive people. Look at verse 4. It says, we are to enter into his gates with what? Somebody say thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. And somebody said, I'm sick of all this praise. Folks, you can't do nothing without thanksgiving and praise. See, we are to give thanks and bless his name. Now, look at again at the colorful expression in these words. Joyful, shout, serve, and gladness. Now, when we come together for a purpose, publicly, we ought to offer God some gratitude. And our offering of thanks ought to be expressive. You ever seen on TV the commercials when people have won the Publishers Clearing House sweepstakes, how they jump and shout? When the crew comes to that door, say, you just won the Publishers Clearing House, and we shout with joy. You don't hear them say, oh, okay, thank you. They shout with jubilation. And we've got more to be thankful for than having millions of dollars. Why? Because the word of God says we've got blessings beyond our comprehension. I'll put some word on it. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what God has got in store for us. But do we glorify God with thanksgiving? Is he blessed by our praise and our thanksgiving? See, thanksgiving is an attitude as well as an action. Thanksgiving ought to come from your heart. When you think about all that God has done, the Spirit will give you an attitude of gratitude. Not no attitude of being mad, but an attitude of saying, God, I thank you. And with our attitude, we ought to be passionate, saying, Jesus, I love you. God, I love you. And lastly, our thanksgiving needs to be perpetual or forever. See, God is not good sometimes, but God is good all the time. Amen. See, verse 5 says, for the Lord is good. Every good thing in life, faith, your family, your health, even your money and your happiness all comes from God. In fact, we look at James 1:17, it says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. And you think about God. There's no shadow to God. There's no shadiness to God. He has no dark side because he's always good. Then somebody said his mercy is everlasting. See, Psalms 136 says, for his loving kindness is everlasting. And see, loving kindness is nothing but mercy. Somebody ought to thank God this morning for his mercy. See, we all deserve judgment because of our sinful nature. But God has had mercy upon us today. Then somebody said, his truth endures. See, Matthew said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but his words will never pass away. The word of God will stand forever. And see, because God has been good, his goodness never ends. It endures forever. Somebody said, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he's good. Has God been good to you? Somebody ought to give God some praise right now. See, every morning when I wake up, I begin to say, Lord, I thank you for letting me live to see another day. Somebody said, Lord, great is your faithfulness. Faithful is our God. See, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my hope. And right now, I've got so much to be thankful for. When I look back over my life and I see where God has brought me from, I begin to shabbat God. I begin to say, Lord, I thank you for being so good. Has God been good? Has God been good to you? Has God made a way out of no way? Has he opened doors that were closed in your face? When you've been broke, he's been money in your pocket. When I was hungry, he's been food on my table. Somebody say, yeah. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to give a hallelujah shout in here. I'm talking about some true thanksgiving. I'm not talking about a turkey. I'm not talking about some dressing. I'm not talking about some ham. But I'm talking about a good God that every day wakes me up, starts me on my way, gives me health and strength. Lord, I thank you for all the things that you've done. Somebody ought to tell him, thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for bringing me out. Somebody said, when I look back over my life and I see where God has brought me from, I can't help but praise him. See, I wasn't fit to live, but I thank God that I didn't die. Then he reached way down. Somebody said, way down in the gutter. Pick me up. Turn me around. Put my my feet on solid ground. And because that, I can't moan this morning. I can't cry this morning. All I can do is praise him. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done. I'm thankful that I'm not down, but I'm up. I'm not out, but I'm in. And I keep looking to the hill from which cometh all of my help. And that I realize that every day is a day of thanksgiving. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Are you glad to be here? Are you thankful this morning? Is somebody thankful this morning? Tell them, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Somebody ought to give God some thanks right now. Somebody ought to give God some praise right now. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Hey, God been good to me. God has been good to me. I can't help but praise him. I can't help but praise him. Do you have true thanksgiving this morning? Don't forget to tell God thanks. The world ought to know that you're grateful. Somebody say, Mama did it. No, mamas die. Somebody say, the kids did it. No. Kids get trifling sometimes. But you know what? His mercy. His mercy. See, I don't care what you say about me. You know what? Because God gives me grace and mercy. Somebody said, what about praise? The word of God says God inhabits the praises of his people. Now, you can't have God without praise. Amen. See, we've become some of the most unemotional people in the world. You think about what God has brought us from. Ancestors from the west coast of Africa, coming through the triangle of trade to the Americas, bound in slavery in the Confederate States of America. His mercy was still there. His grace was there. And now we've coming from the outhouse to the White House. And I ain't talking about, I don't put my trust in Obama. Obama might be the president, but God is still the king. But see, I'm thankful. I'm grateful for what he's done for me. Sometimes in our prayers, we just stop begging God so much and tell him thank you for the thing that you've done. And right now, are you grateful? How many of you grateful for the thing that God has done? How many of you really grateful for the thing that he's done? Yeah. I want you to help me right now. I want you to help me right now. If you're grateful, stand on your feet. I want you to help me sing this song. Yeah. Watch this. Come on. Are you grateful? Are you really grateful? Tell him, I'm grateful.
I am grateful for the things that you have done.
I'm grateful.
Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we won.
I could go on and on. I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord.
Somebody said flowing.
Flowing from
my heart.
My heart.
are the issues.
Are the issues of my heart. His gratefulness.
Give God some praise right now. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Tell him you're grateful. From my heart,
flowing from my heart,
are the issues. God some praise right now. Somebody says, I don't know the words of that part, but somebody just say grateful. Can you say grateful? Give God some praise right now. Hallelujah!